Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. He just hopped on the line, so we can't. Sorry about that, Tracy. Good morning. We got Tracy Russ on the line from CMS. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much for checking in with us, Tracy. A lot of parents out there want to know, when these kids going back to school? What is going on with the shelters and things like that that are taking place in our CMS schools?
Sure. We know that parents and families and students all wonder, when are we going back to school? The answer is as soon as possible, and we can get there safely, make sure everybody can get there safely on our buses, have a great experience teaching and learning during the day, and then get home safely again, too. So a lot of factors to consider. We're going to get everybody back as soon as possible. We hope that's tomorrow, but we don't know yet. We will let everyone know as soon as we can today about tomorrow. But for today, Monday, the schools are closed for students and staff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tracy, we know that schools were used as shelters for those who were evacuated. Do we have an idea about how many people were placed in the shelters, in each shelter?
Yeah, according to the Red Cross, we hear that there have been hundreds of people in these shelters, I believe between 500 and 600 at any given moment. So I don't know what the total is over the days, but a lot of people who needed help and came from Eastern North Carolina, but some people that were here visiting and got sort of stuck from as far away as California and even other nations. So it's been, quite the experience for everyone. And I know that they were all appreciative of being able to go to a shelter, be in a safe place, have a place to sleep, and find meals and shelter during those days. So we know that was an adjustment for everyone, and the schools are so appreciative of community support. And we're grateful for the leadership of Red Cross in setting those shelters up.
Tracy Russ on the line from CMS talking to us about the shelters that are taking place in our school. Are they still open, Tracy, and can people still go to those shelters if need be?
Yes, those shelters are still open. People can go if need be. It's a very easy process. Essentially, if you show up at a shelter at East MEC, West MEC, North MEC, South MEC, or Ardrick Hill High School, you will be taken in. Red Cross will take great care of you. Those shelters will remain open until the emergency has been lifted and Red Cross says that people can return home safely. We don't know how long that will be. I don't know that all of those shelters will remain open. They likely will try to reduce the number of shelters as the need is there or not. And we'll just go with the flow and see what happens. But again, our main goal is to keep everyone safe and secure and well taken care of.
Okay, Trace, and is there anything needed at any of those shelters? Do they need food? Do they need water? Do they need blankets? Is there anything needed that people can bring?
Yeah, Red Cross relayed yesterday and the day before that at West MEC, one of the schools, they were in need of blankets and non-perishable food, food that's in some kind of packaging that won't go bad. We'd have to ask Red Cross again about that, but I would say to reach out to the Red Cross through social media or a phone call. I don't have that number right at hand to ask them what might be needed at these shelters. I believe that generally they have what they need, but I'm not 100% certain of that.
And Tracy, before we get off the line with you, we wanted to know, has CMS decided on any makeup days right now?
We have not decided on makeup days. We know everyone wants to know as soon as we can, and we'll get that word out just as soon as those decisions are made.
What's the best way for people?
Wants to know.
What's the way for people to keep in contact with CMS and find out about updates as far as shelters and those makeup days?
Sure. So if CMS families will receive phone calls about the makeup days and when schools will be back open. Otherwise, we will put the word out with you and our media partners sharing in the community. It'll be up on the CMS website, up on CMS social media on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll get the word out in as many ways as we can because we know people get information in all kinds of different ways these days. So that news will be out just as soon as we have it and can share it. And we look forward to seeing everybody back in school just as soon as possible.
Thank you so much for waking up early
Thank
and being
so
with us, Tracy.
Absolutely. Anytime. Anytime.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
If you all miss any of that, we're going to have it up on our podcast at www.power98fm.com, where your station is keeping you in the know about everything Hurricane Florence related. Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.